You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Patrick Shannon is a Haida filmmaker on tour now with his first full-length feature documentary, Saints and Warriors. The story follows the Saints basketball team through the origins of basketball on Haida Gwaii, how they built a dynasty at the All-Native Basketball Tournament, and the cultural and historical significance of basketball on the Northern Archipelago. Shannon premiered the new documentary at the 65th All-Native Basketball Tournament in Prince Rupert this past February and is currently on tour throughout North America. I caught up with Patrick Shannon following the film's premiere at the Leicester Center for the Arts in Prince Rupert.
Everybody across the land that tuned into the coverage here for the week at the All-Native Basketball Tournament.
Oh, out to the night gym. I see people peeking through the window. Thanks for having the lobby.
Athletes, 3,000 fans. People often purchase tickets to next year's games this year, so as not to miss out. Front row seats are so precious, they're passed on in wills from one generation to the next.
I go every year. I'm one of the loudest.
The All-Native is our Super Bowl.
Sense of pride at the All-Native Basketball Tournament is what it's all about, representing your nation. Go almost the whole way, but the championship pedigree is getting insane.
It's going to be a Skidigan championship.
And that steals the deal for the Skidigan Saints. They came marching in, and they won the title.
There are teams that have played in the All-Native for 63 years that have never beat the Saints, and never will.
It's been a decade of dominance for Skidigan. I think this will be their eighth championship in 11 years.
I think when people think of high basketball, they're just like, oh my God, when are these guys gonna stop winning?
Skidigan Saints, champions once again, 76-64.
Saints are still on top. Saints are still the team to beat. I think there's something in the water.
The Saints are getting a punch. They're taking to the semifinal.
And he does it! 86-85!
Oh, God!
Nankulas Khanadik Eraga. My Haida name is Nankulas, which means the boss, which I say no acting up whenever we're doing interviews. English name is Patrick, and I'm a film director and social entrepreneur from Skidigit on Haida Gwaii.
Great, Patrick. We just had a screening here of Saints and Warriors, your feature-length film. Tell me a little about the film and the significance of playing it here during the All-Native.
Yeah, so Saints and Warriors is a story of how basketball became more than a sport, but really a means for cultural survival during the most oppressive eras of the Indian Act. So it follows my local village team, the Skidigit Saints, who are at the tail end of their dynasty and looking to see if they can defend their championship at the 2024 All-Native while facing new challenges, especially when it comes to the fight for sovereignty.
Yeah, and it seemed like although this is focused on the Saints, from Skidigit and the Haida Gwaii, it also seemed like a lot of nations that come to the All-Native, that basketball plays a much bigger, much more significant role than just a sport in the community and Native culture. Tell me about that, because that clearly came out in the film.
Yeah, basketball is huge. Like, I was not a basketball player when I was young. In fact, it was all the basketball players who picked on me. But in spite of that not playing, I could still recognize and feel how important the sport is. Like, my memories of going with my family to the different games, whether it's on Haida Gwaii or coming out to the All Native, like, this sport means something so much to so many communities up and down the coast. And to be able to help tell this story that, yes, it's very specific to Haida Gwaii, but it's a story that is common throughout all of our First Nations communities along the coast. And so really, what I wanted to do with this film is to really showcase the resilience, the beauty, and the power that gathering can do to not only help our culture survive, but thrive in this new world.
Patrick, where does the film go from here? You mentioned a little bit there during the Q&A, but what comes next? Yeah.
So right now, this was the first community screening. Our world premiere is going to be at the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival in Montana in mid-February. So I'm starting to do the festival run with this film. So we're going to be hitting up different festivals in across the United States, across Canada, maybe even Europe. And then once it's done its festival run throughout the spring and into the summer, we're going to start doing our theatrical officially with our distributor Game Theory Films. So it should be in movie theaters that most Canadians can go to across the country. And then after that, it's going to be on Crave, so you can stream it.
Just one other thing. You know, I've been here in the region for almost 20 years now, but where I grew up, lacrosse mm-hmm. is the big First Nations sport. You know, I played against Six Nations, and there are, you know, I see a lot of similarities. Two things. One, similarities between the games themselves, basketball and lacrosse, mm-hmm. but also just the cultural aspect of this. A lot of people, generally speaking, would associate lacrosse with First Nations, but not basketball. That's not the experience here. Basketball is part of these communities. Tell me how this kind of fits into, you know, the larger aspect of basketball being part of First Nations culture, especially here in the North Coast.
Well, when you look at the different sports that communities take on, you know, hockey is the one that's known mostly across Canada, lacrosse being an Indigenous game to begin with. But for us specifically on the Northwest coast of BC and just the Northwest region in general, it's been basketball since the beginning. You know, on Haida Gwaii, we seldom ever even get ice, so other sports just aren't a thing. It's always good weather inside, and so a basketball court is where we spend our time. And not only, you know, does it give us sport and something to gather around, but it also gives us a platform to be able to keep our clans together through things like clan tournaments and just reaffirm those familial and ancestral connections through the sport. So when I think about the role that basketball plays here in the Northwest Coast, I think it's so unique. We don't really have much other competition for sports, especially when it comes to First Nations. I think it's just been going, for so long. It's been so enshrined and entrenched within our cultures. Like, the first version of the All Native started in 1947. Like, this was still in the heat of the potlatch ban when it was illegal for us to gather in groups larger than three. So back in those early days, basketball and gathering became a point of political defiance. And we've been able to continue growing that. When you look at the role that basketball has played in our fight for sovereignty and rights to our lands and waters, like, it's you can't deny that. When you look at just the Skidigit Saints, the president of the Haida Nation is the captain of the basketball team, and like, it's intertwined. Like, we have our big potlatches and feasts and big government signings in our basketball gym. Like, that, I think that says all you need to know about the role that basketball plays in our community.
Amazing. Patrick, thanks so much, and good luck with your film. Yeah.
Thank you, Kenley. Awa.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.
Learn more about CICK? Visit us at smithersradio.com. Yeah, .com.